A very happy Christmas to you all. It's Marianne Pallister, Justice and Peace Commissioner and Chair of Pax Christi Scotland here. And as we welcome the Christ Child into our lives again, I hope we can reach out to families of all faiths and none, in the spirit of Pope Francis's Fratelli Tutti encyclical. We're all sisters and brothers, and there's no better time to celebrate that than in the bleak Scottish midwinter, to paraphrase Christina Rossetti's poem that we so often sing as a hymn at this time of year. I wonder, do you follow Pope Francis's monthly prayer intentions? I find that prayerful guidance very helpful in my life, and I get the little booklet produced each year by the Jesuits under the imprint The Sacred Heart Messenger. You can, of course, get the basic prayer intentions online if you Google Pope's prayer intentions, but I like the reflections that the Jesuits' booklet offers. Next weekend, of course, we begin a new year, no doubt with trepidation as well as in hope for what 2022 is going to bring us. The news headlines for the past year have been daunting enough, and that's no doubt why Pope Francis is inviting us in the year ahead to put each of his monthly intentions into the context of fraternity. We need to come together as a universal family, not allowing COVID, the climate emergency, and certainly not politics to pull us apart. A New Year's resolution for many might be to post only positive reactions on social media, clicking that like button rather than on the angry face in a concerted effort to bring about peace. A prayer in the commentary to January's prayer intention contains the line, "May I live in love for all I meet. May I live in love for all I meet." This Christmas weekend, that may sound quite easy. Even if we're only in contact with our families and friends by phone, FaceTime, or perhaps Zoom, we're feeling the love that this special time offers us. Will it be so easy in January? Easy throughout the year to live in love for all I meet? A tricky one, but we will be confronted by the concept not least as we start the 3-year synodal process that will consider how we bring fraternity into our church. So we might as well start thinking about it now while the warm fuzziness of Christmas is still wrapping us in its glow. What is Pope Francis's prayer intention for January? It's for true human fraternity, praying for all those suffering from religious discrimination and persecution. Pope Francis asks that their own rights and dignity be recognised, which originate from being brothers and sisters in the human family. That prayer seeks to end the violence in our societies, whether that's the petty spitting and gouging kind of sectarianism that still blights some parts of the central belt of Scotland, or the kidnappings and murders that haunt my Nigerian parish priest, who is forever fearful for his family and his fellow religious in his home country. It seeks justice rather than persecution for the migrants and refugees who have surely suffered enough through conflict or climate change when they meet the brick walls, some real, some virtual, erected by the countries in which they seek sanctuary. Can we put not only ourselves but our politicians in the mindset so that they too live in love for all they meet? Joseph put his wife and child back on the donkey and headed for Egypt to escape the threat of violence. The word refugee, according to the dictionary, means a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. It doesn't, as some would have it, mean a person who thinks they'll get a free house and benefits in the UK. Like Mary and Joseph, refugees don't have anything but safety in their minds. They want a refuge for themselves and especially for their families. The baby Jesus was, Mary and Joseph knew, a special case, but every family is special. And as Pope Francis says, we're all members of the human family. We need to live in love for all we meet. During COP26, Pax Christi Scotland co-hosted online events with the University of Glasgow's Theology Department. Our speakers came from around the globe and each had stories to tell of the effects of climate change on families, on women, on children, on the earth's ability to respond to our needs. Listening to the cry of the poor and the cry of the earth is something we have to do as a family, a human family. I'm a member of the Bishops' Conference Interreligious Dialogue Committee. It may seem like a small gesture, but we feel it's really important to formally greet the leaders of all faiths in Scotland on their special days, receiving in return their messages of goodwill during the Christian calendar. Our Happy Eid is reciprocated with a Happy Christmas, and that reaching out actually does begin to reveal our commonality, our fraternity. At the beginning of December, Pope Francis met with, talked with, and prayed with migrants of all faiths and none. Let's go back to the dictionary again. The word migrant means a person who moves from one place to another, especially in order to find work or better living conditions. After World War II, when the economy of the UK was pretty ropey and servicemen returning from the war were unable to find employment, the government offered assisted passages so that families could emigrate to Australia or Canada, countries that still came under the governance of the UK. A family could migrate to these countries for £10. The value of that has changed in the 60-odd years since that scheme was offered, of course, but it's still only £262.16 in today's money. The world has changed, and especially the spirit of enablement that then allowed families to change their lives for the better. Of course, thousands upon thousands of Scots had migrated to America and Canada from the 1700s onwards, seeking a better life voluntarily or because their landlords had made it clear they were no longer welcome to take up precious land now wanted for other purposes. In the 21st century, can't we allow ourselves to believe that those migrating from countries where food security is no longer possible because of climate change, where families are starving because the third drought in a row has decimated the maize crop, can't we just believe that they want to better their lives, not to use tabloid speak to scrounge? I'm a walker, always have been. And during COVID, it's been a great solace to me to be able to walk out of my front door and hike anywhere between 4 and 10 miles a day in stunning countryside. Living in rural Argyll, I'm very, very lucky. Spending time in the great outdoors means you witness migration firsthand. The geese that come here from other countries to feed and then move on. The swifts that summer here and winter in Africa, lining up on the power cables before they go. I like to think they discuss their route and plan their stopovers. Right now, there are a couple of pairs of swans on a nearby loch who have arrived from Russia and will spend their winter here where there's food and shelter from more extremes of weather. Is that ringing any bells? God's creatures need to migrate to survive, and we have respectful social media pages devoted to charting their movements. And on the dark side, There are pages dedicated to the discrimination and persecution of human beings, our brothers and sisters, who also need to migrate to survive. So if you thought I was taking a detour, no. Catholic social teaching includes care of God's creation. We show our respect to the Creator by our stewardship of creation. Care for the earth is a requirement of the Catholic faith. We're called upon to protect people and the planet, living our faith in relationship with all of God's creation. The environmental challenge has fundamental moral and ethical dimensions that we can't ignore. And the key themes of Catholic social teaching show us that Pope Francis is not saying anything new when he seeks fraternity, praying for the victims of discrimination and persecution. We're called to respect the life and dignity of the human person, protecting human rights and responsibilities. The preferential option for the poor is at the core of our faith, the basic moral test of how our society is caring for the most vulnerable. And solidarity is also fundamental to the social teaching of our faith. We are one human family, whatever our national, racial, ethnic, economic, and ideological differences. Check that out on the Catholic social teaching websites online. If you're looking at Christmas Day leftovers and thinking that family love is stretched to its limits, however, remember that no family is perfect. And perhaps another drawback of social media is that we see the apparent perfection of other people's lives and feel downhearted about our own. Their turkey, their Christmas presents, their tree. The photographs put a gloss on your social media friends' lives. What they don't post are the disasters that we all have, every one of us. The mess in the kitchen, the glass of wine too many, the tears, there are always tears. Perhaps the loneliness. And we can stretch that to our global family. We don't agree on everything. We don't all like sprouts. Pity the refugees introduced to those for the first time at a well-meant Christmas welcoming meal. We dress differently. We look differently. We may well pray differently. But God made us in his image. So there must be far more that unites us than divides us. A chat and a cup of tea in 2022 might be the best way to reveal what unites. That baby born more than two millennia ago, whose birthday we now celebrate, grew up to put love of our neighbour at the heart of all we do. The second greatest commandment, love your neighbour as yourself. Now, there's a great recipe for peace. May I wish you all a blessed Christmas and peace and love in 2022. May we live in love for all we meet. And may I share this prayer that Pope Francis includes in his Fratelli Tutti document. Lord, Father of our human family, you created all human beings equal in dignity. Pour forth into our hearts a fraternal spirit and inspire in us a dream of renewed encounter, dialogue, justice and peace. Move us to create healthier societies and a more dignified world, a world without hunger, poverty, violence and war. May our hearts be open to all the peoples and nations of the earth. May we recognize the goodness and beauty that you have sown in each of us and thus forge bonds of unity, common projects and shared dreams. Amen. And thank you for listening.